if we have a verification by Mumche, and Mumche here is not to be taken understood, you see. When the Gemara says, Hakim Mumche Mishachtim, so there Mumche means Yedeel Cheshriti. Yedeel Cheshriti. But here, since the Ramo says, Chocham Mumche, so Chocham, so Yedeel Cheshriti means Chocham. So what does Mumche mean? Mumche means someone who is invoking the practical aspect of Shrite, not the theoretical aspect of Shrite, the Dinim Shrite. Sometimes one might be the biggest boki in Ilcha Shrite, but as far as the practical aspect of Shrite, he doesn't know. He knows Dinim Shrite, but the practical aspect of Shrite, he doesn't know. In order to be boki in the practical aspect of Shrite, he has to be a Sheikhet himself. So Mimele, he says, Avapi Sheikhet Atzmei. So lo yishreit, Avapi Sheyedeil Cheshrite U Mumche, Ad Sheshochat Yimu Pomim, Bifnei Chochom U Mumche Bil Cheshrite. So what? So Chochom means the theoretical. What does the Mumche mean? The practical aspect. So that means that someone who is not a Sheikhet himself should not give Kabbalah to a Sheikhet, even though he's a Boki Bil Cheshrite. And for that reason, my father refused to give Kabbalah to a Sheikhet, because he said he was not a Sheikhet himself, so he cannot give Kabbalah to a Sheikhet. He can only give Iksav to certain Shochtim that he tested those Shochtim, and they know Hilche Shchit of Yodeh, but not to give him Kabbalah. He refused to give Kabbalah. And this is what the Taz says. But the Taz says, Ve'ison aneitlin Kabbalah min ha-Sheikhtim, she'inam chachomim bil'avoche lo yofei meisim. So he only criticizes those Shochtim who gave Kabbalah, who were not chachomim b'ilche shchite, were not chachom l'shchite. He does not criticize the chachomim who gave Kabbalah, who are not pkim in the practical aspect of shchite, I suppose, because that didn't happen. There were no such chachomim who gave Kabbalah to shochtim, even though they themselves were not shochtim themselves. So from this taz we see, that what my father said is right. All right. She is going with him. Aval pi di bishori rois. In tzorich she yida hamere bar pe kol hay rois. Mikol mokim bishchite she misu ol hakeil hechmir. Vinire rayon rosh na talmud. Bi kimte de rabine. Bi rosh in zeh she yedim bi she yidei alimer hilche shchite. Halimer hu rosh yeser. Lichere. It's a perfect. Elo. So we roinu rabbi misparzim einestin liftomid larzer halochas al kol chochnoa gugdelim lachke rachar ha-shochtim aval pishenot lukabole u-moichichim yunam mochichim yunam. So in other words, so this is the haloche that we find only in ligabi shochtim, not ligabi yiro, that he has to rehearse. There is no aloche that the Rov, who paskin shayles, has to be to rehearse all the dinim in the yonim that the paskin shayles until it will be shgurim mifim. Only legabi sheichet we have, and the Taz is midayiket from the Roshon of the Gemara, because im is so im beit kinesi im yedei aleimer l'cheshchit. Why do the Gemara says im yedei im yedim leimar il cheshchite im yedim il cheshchite? Why im yedim leimar il cheshchite? The answer is that in order that the sheichet should be allowed to shecht lechatchile, so it's not enough if he knows. Sometimes a person knows, but when it comes to verbalizing it, he's megamgen. As the Gemara says, v'shinamtum uvenecho shini v'tiro mechadodim v'fichom. Shim shalcho odom dovo alti gamge ala emir lemiyad. So a sheikhet is mechuyev to know it so well that all the halochas, all the relevant halochas of shchite should be shgurim bifiv. But legabe any other dayan, so if there is no such halocha, so he says, aval galti bishomi rois in tzor shiyid amir ebal pe kolai rois. It doesn't have to be shomu bifiv. But if he knows the dini, even though he'll have to look up in the Shulchan Aruch to exactly know, so he can still pass. He can still be a dayan. Why? Because the other royas are not mosul to a rabbi. So Mele it's Mosoto only to Yechidi. Yechidim the Yechidi. So since it's Mosoto only to Bale Roye, so the Bale Roye, these Yechidim will not pass them without looking it up. So that it's Mosoto Lakeil. So we have Choshe, that if he doesn't know, if it's not Chogo Beviv, so Mele he'll try to decide without looking it up, and then he might make a mistake, since it's not Chogo Beviv. So because of that, so there is an extra Chumra Ligab Shochtim, and he is Midaiket from the Roshan of the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Beit Kinei say, Im Yedim Leimach L'Chashchitim. In other words, even if he knows, but if he doesn't know the words, so L'Chatchila he shouldn't check, he shouldn't become a Shechit. All right, we'll leave it here. בשייכת ביסעתם בודו כלים שחיתם ולבוד כוח השחיתם מיד ונמצא פודו תרבו נפייס לך לשיבו בעצומץ בין שחיתם לבדיק את הסקת שם הבאיר נמדים ורב חיסדה ספיר עלי כושר שם מפרקס נמדים וקיימון כרב חיסדה איך לשיבו בעצומץ וכמה נצימים אתכם ופרחידו שום רב חיסדה מטוב ובאולו So there is something in which to be tele, the heter. Still, we're not tele in that. We also tele, alma di sofik tzitze, meitzi mi di vadai tele. Umosi di shanoche di sakinitzre veino leiz. The yalim balagude mizem shechet shenivta. Vinimtso, and originally he was tested and he knew him cheshit. Then, much later, let's say a year later, he was tested again, and he didn't know he's a shchite. And the question is about all the shchites between the first testing and the second testing. But now he doesn't know, so only now he forgot. Because of the Atheisves, the Shom Hikshom Ayid, the Rishnide, מקווה שנמדד ונמצא חוסר וכל אתר שנעשו על גבו ומפריע כולו מתמאיס משום דארי חוסר לפניך ועמיתו מלחס חוסר ועמידו מקווה ישראל עודם לישראל והכנה מנה מבאים מלחס חוסר ואיתי יוצגים אותו אותי סוטי ישראל גיבס תוויתו אותי הוא היה חוד דישה למקווה דחסירו בעשוי פירה שכבר הסחילו לחסיר מיד מיד מה שאין כי מסק So, in other words, we cannot be telling the hotel and say that the mikveh became chosa only today. Now, and between Nisan and today, oh, it was a shleimah. Only today it leaked out, because we know that this does not happen. A mikveh does not leak out in a great quantity at once. It's a gradual process, and it always leaks out little by little. So Mimele, we cannot be tele and say that it became a chaseiro, that the mikveh became a chaseiro only today. All right, that's the first thing. Mashenke gabisaki. So the mikveh takes place instantaneously. All right, the second thing is void ishleima deoche time with etzem vader pegen. In other words, by sacking, so we are pegging, we are tailing the hockey, we are tailing the hockey. Why? Because there is a reasonably attributable circumstances. We call it. What is the reasonably attributable circumstance? That's Omez. And according to Rav Chisde, so even the Etzem Afrekes is a reasonably attributable circumstance, because it's more likely that the sacking should be Nivga as a result of its collision with a bone than as a result with its collision with soft skin. So you cannot say that there is more of a reason to assume that the mikveh became chasira today in Teves rather than the beginning of here. Why? I mean, it was just as likely to become chasira in here as today. Then the third time is ואין יש למדי חיוב נראה יש לסעק וזה ואימא מחמתים של שווי קצוי שם בעצם נפגעו נתים של המי נפגעו השם לא שם מוקדם ג' ואם כן קושי הודין את ההישך דינות הדבלה גודל קושיאס התאיסס מה יש למי כבדת גדול נחומרי די לגיל אותו רוצים לשייכים גם בזה השייכי so if we analyze the problem discussed by that גודל from the point of view of the three תרוצים So we see that is that we cannot be matter. Hatir et zoechot vadaile doshik chasal locheis gam kein bo miat miat sheishayich leima sheyida hakim uvishochoto shochachake deachush liaseichel matchize dinereis biotom hashechiach mishnosei shechiach miat miat ayim miat מיד מיד, היי מיד ומוכו מיד ואוכל ואשי נמד ילקחו ואוים שכיח תשכח אם ישחלת לשכיח סייבחו לשכיח הכל כמו שפיר שרשי כבר שסייקת ואם כי הכל רק יש שוחת האחשוב בשול זהיס ודאי לכל אימא שעדינו יודע הכל ובשוח השוחת הכל ויש לו מלס על מפריע קדימיק So I mean, the Taz appears to mention a very significant psychological insight. In other words, we cannot say that a person forgets everything just in one moment. It doesn't happen that way. A person, when he forgets, so he forgets gradually. So the process of forgetting starts immediately upon the acquisition of knowledge. So the moment you start, you acquire knowledge, you begin to forget. And the only way not to forget is to constantly rehearse, constantly to chazar, to study. Otherwise, you immediately begin to forget. Really again. So maybe it's like mikveh. So you cannot be teileh. Okay. So I mentioned, what the Jew is Bach in Siman Aleph. It's a very interesting Jew. The Bach and the Taz. So the Bach says that it all depends. If a person has a poor memory, then the process of forgetting begins immediately after the acquisition of knowledge. But if a person, there are certain people that have a very good memory, and usually they don't forget, but when do they forget? If they have a lot of trouble, if there was a special experience, that frustrated them, that discouraged them, that agonized them, so then they forget. So vis-a-vis a sheikhet who has a good memory, so then the forgetting is an instantaneous thing, not a gradual. All right, but as far as this tiny of the Taz is concerned, so the Shaliz Jewish Bach appears to agree with the Taz vis-a-vis a Sheikhet who has a poor memory. After all, a Sheikhet can have a poor memory and a Sheikhet can have a good memory. All right, so that's the tiny that the Shaliz Jewish Bach has against the Taz Hasor. Alright. Then he said, Vochanami is a Mordechai, Perikel et Reifes. Gavi Gvini Shenasu Mipo Hanin Tzistrev Bishem Rabin Yisif Kolzu Dichim Tiev Chalema Tori Vasoye Asrinon Hakel Mafreya Vochanami Kein Mitam Shishochar Vasoye Alright. Then Vatir Tzapesh of Eisves Gam Kelinka The income shum vada ilikul. What is the second teretz? Because we are only dealing hokeil in isakein where there is a reasonably attributable circumstance. Lehetah. So, Masha'ikim b'mikve, there is no special circumstance to which the chisodim could be attributed. So he says here, you could not say that. Now the question is, when did he forget, the sheikh? Did he forget the first day after the first test a year ago, or he forgot only today, a year later, only today in the morning? So we cannot say that the recent time is more, that forgetting is more reasonably attributed to the recent time than the remote time. Why? He could have forgotten it in the remote time just as much. So he says, "Atir zabi shadir gam kinin kam din kan shumbaru nikol adarame yesh kam psu vada ishin yedeya elu shin yedu as manashik." Oh, so what's the timing of the shalos tshuvos habach? The shalos tshuvos habach, he says that even a person who has a poor memory, and with him it's a gradual process, but usually that person forgets first the unimportant details, then he forgets the more important details, and the last thing that a person forgets is the basic things. So Mimele, it is more. Now, if the Sheikh had forgotten immediately after the first test the unimportant details, it wouldn't affect the Sheikh. But only if he forgot the basic things like Shie, Trose, Chlode, Agrome, Yiko. So that normally a person forgets at the end. So Mimele, it is more reasonably attributable to the recent time, this forgetting, than to the remote time. Alright. Val kochoch, shebalagude somach ala atzmei, ala tiret hagimul shal atizus. Vihoche buchai balagude rei shniv, shehivi at tiret hagimul. Vim ken tzorch, lima gam bishich et zeh, shehi yisvek zveike, sofik yoda oza alochis. Vim tim tzva lo yoda ahim, o shoch at shapi, abo lo ipsu. Vyev shalim aki. Do paskinu aloche kiraf gizde bishibra atzomitz. דאַפקער חזן דו יסמחים אל סבקס ויק סופיק שם מאפרדיס ניפק ווים תמסלימא ביירי משום לשוחת נגד הבגימי ואוי מחשבים עונה לו בשיב או בעצום הזדאפקי ולא יזוגו ועד לה בשביר הסצם למען לידו רק יש ישיב את דרך שביר וכם עצמי יתחז אם כי בי שייך את שאין בישראל ובל יוסי ביתה בנח שיר בי סבקס ויק so the task says you could only justify the Ramot, the Agudah, and the Beit from the point of view of the third Teretz. But what's the third Teretz of Teis Ves? The reason is to why by Sakin. So we are Tila Likule, because there we have a Svek Svek. Number one, maybe it was Nivgam after the Shrit, assuming that it was Nivgam in the Yom HaShrit, before the Shrit. So it still doesn't mean that the shchita is a shchita psula, because it's possible to shecht with the sakim pogrom and still realize a good shchita, as long as he manages not to bring the notch in contact with someone. After all, the sakim is large enough, so even though he does it at chalocha v'avoye, it's still possible to cut the simonim without bringing the notch, let's say, the notch is here. So he could just use, I'm calling some money, this stretch of the sakim from here to here, avoiding the spot of the pgam. So it's a svek svek. So here too, maybe the sheikh forgot only today, only recently forgot it. And during the bulk of the time that he was engaged in Shrite, he remembered all Ilcha Shrite. Assuming that he forgot Ilcha Shrite a year ago, in a remote time, so it's still possible that all the Shrite is wrong, because even if a person, if the Sheikha doesn't know, he still can check properly, then we cannot be sure but it's still possible, so it's sex-making. So he says, that would be all right according to Rav Chisda himself. Who is Matir Til Lohokel, even if he didn't have lots of his koshes? Masha'inken, we are not Matir in the case where he didn't have lots of his. But we are only Matir in the case where he had lots of his. Why aren't we Matir in the case where he didn't have lots of his? Because in the case where he didn't have lots of his, it is not so much attributable to the etzem afrekes. So that means that this, the third teretz in Teisves, is Teisves only mentions according to Rav Chisda himself, but not lit it up. So Memele, since we don't pass like Rav Chisda in a case where he didn't have much on us, so that means that we can't rely on that Zvexveike. We cannot rely on that Zvexveike. So how can we rely on the Zvexveike here? So the Gudis HaKesef answers, he says, the reason as to why we don't pass like Rav Chisda in the case where he didn't have lots of maize, is because in that case, two we have a Svek-Sveke, but only one of the Svekes is a Sofik HaShom. And the other Sofik is not a Sofik HaShom. Why? Because once it is established that there is a Pgam in the Sakin, then in all probability, when you use a sakin that has a pgam, it's more likely that this part of the pgam will collide with this. It's more likely. So it's not a 50-50 something. When do we say tzvekzvike is likule in the raise? Only when the tzofik is a tzofik ashoko. But here, the second tzofik is not a tzofik ashoko. Now, and so what is Rav Chisda Shita? Rav Chisda Shita is the Zvek is effective even if one suffix is not a suffix shokel. As long as one suffix is a suffix shokel. Even though the other suffix. So the chances for Isa in the other suffix are more than the chances of Heter. So it's still alright. Why? Why? So it could be explained in accordance with the Shite of the Jewish Rashba. The Jewish Rashba says that Tzvek Tzveke is effective mitam Rov. I mean, it's not Rov Mamesh, but it is grounded in the same logic as Rov. Because what does Rov mean? Rov is grounded in the concept of probability. Not absolute certainty, but probability. So Tzvek Tzveke is also grounded in probability. So Mele, the it's a certain type of law, according to the Jewish Rashba. Now, so the Shef Shmaitzer points out that according to the Rashba, the Tzvek Tzveke is grounded in law, in other words, in the concept of probability, so it's not necessary that each Sofik be a Sofik HaShoko. Because as long as one Sofik is a Sofik HaShoko, so on the basis of the one Sofik, we have 50-50. So then, if we have another possibility, Leheter, so that tips the balance. So it's already off. So in other words, so then we'll have to say that there's a machlekes between the Gemara, that the Gemara paskens like Rav Chisda only in the case where he handled that tzomes, koshes, but not if he didn't have latzomis, and Rav Chisda himself, who applies the heter even to a case where he didn't have latzomis. So, why? Because in the case where he didn't have latzomis, so there is a Svek-Svek, but the second Sofik is not a Sofik HaShok. So we passed that Svek-Svek is not based upon Rav. I mean, that's the way we have to say it. I mean, according to the Nikud Zakesh Teretz. All right. Ve'ein leima digamoche yishvor elahati b'tziruf asvek sveke mikeach ditvei bistabel yisla ashirtche b'yichur hazman kol madeev she'er zeyne digabisaki namenei moche die zwei Mistabel mit Lissab Gamm, ich dich achreino, der Hein am Afrekes, die Cholkamo Shalom Chita, wie sagt die Melech und Miskaukeel, war viel Hoche bin, darf ich über Azomeis, wie so ein bisschen mit Chesamu, mit Shem Sarek und Bodin, mit Zopolo, darf ich über Afrekes, war viel mit Afrekes, wie Gamm, keine Elohim, haben ihn, die Dom, lehat Rakel, lehat Mine, mit Cheskas Deheter, mit Chilo, now we cannot say, that the Kelim Amuta, in the case of the Agudim, because we have to rely on the Ches Kaseter of the Kelim, because the Kelim originally were Heter. The question is, did the Kelim become contaminated, become Osel? Not. So maybe we should remind it of the Chazokim. Zeyni, to begin, Pirsha Rashi, Gabi Mikve Shemim Dat. Bizel Yisheni, Kol Tumas Atayr Shem Stav Shubem. Bichelim, Ve'anoshim Shetoklu Mitumosok. Meis, Mashma, Avar Pishi Yishlehem. חסק הסתר על איסנטריס למהנה, כאילו ניקרי יסה במקרה, וביטובו שם, אוכל נאמה, כאן, כן הוא כאן, וגם כן הוא לא וראיה, מה יהיה דקדוש, בפלוקת את רבי שמואל ורבי עקיבא, נאב. For that you have to go over the Gemara and Dush. Oh, I put it on the Gemara. Sorry. Now, there's a whole sugi in Kedushin. There is a machlekes between now, in Dor Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim. So if an Idechot comes and says that in a certain Ishishish was Mizane, so it's not demon. We cannot ask her the Bible. We require a testimony of Tuei. So there is a machlekes, after the Chlom, the Alevich, the Mabai and Rove. Suppose an Idechot says in the presence of the husband, Ish Tchozins before him. And the husband is not Makrish, keeps quiet. So, Ish Tchozins of Idechon Mishesi, Mach, Omar Abayinem. So Abaye says, if the husband will be Makrish, so then he's certainly not Nem. But if the husband keeps quiet, as an Idechon testifies, that his wife was Mizane, so he is Nemo. Hobo Marini Nemo. Habit of a Shabbat, in Dom Shabbat, Post Mishnah. In Dom Shabbat. All right. So the Gemara says, Omar Rove, Minoah Minalo, that even in the presence of the husband, and the husband keeps quiet, so the Dechon is not Nemo. In Dom Shabbat. Ditnan Omar Rapshim, Maise bin Guro Shal Diskim Biyavna, Shehoiso Oimedes Bicheska Shreim. ומודדו ונמצא חסר, ונמצא חסר. כל תארי שנעשו על גבו, הוא רב טרף מתאר, ורבי קיבה מתאם. So it's the same case of a מקווה שנמצא חוסר. Now how do we pass? We pass כולי את רבונו רב שימא, except for the Miri in the beginning of Nidim, מסך הסניב. So all the Rishayim pass כולי את רבונו רב שימא. That mikve shenimda nimtza chosa kotar shenas al gabo ben b'shusayoch ben b'shusarabim kmeis even b'shusarabim what aloch is sofik tum b'shusarabim sveiki toreya but here it's not considered sofik here it's considered vada tomei why? Because of tata reise so but tarf mischilik v'nim kol tar shenas al gabo yer tarf mitayim v'rabakim mitam omar ab tarf mikve ze b'ches kashol moim it misofik ato boli chasrei al tachasrei no misofik אמר רב עקיבא, אודם זה מחזק הסתומי ימי, מסופיק אתה אומר לי, תארי, אל תארנו מסופיק. So the מחליק אותי מטרף על רב עקיבא is, on which חזוקי are we minded? Because there is a conflict between two חזוקס. From the point of view of the חזק השדו, original status quo of שלימו of the מקווה, in Nisni it was שלימו. So from the point of view of the חזק השלימו of the מקווה, we should say, in Nisni it was it was Ishleimo, now in Tavis it was also a Chaseo, Ishleimo. But we see today that it is not a Chaseo, it is a Chaseo. So, Hashtu Dachs, we should say. That's from the point of view of the Chaseo Ishleimo of the Mikra. But then, from the point of view of the Cheskastomi of the Gavre, or the Cheskastomi of the Kelim, because originally the Kelim, who are Nitvul Votome, or the Gavre was stable, was Tomei. And now, so the question is now, was he was the Tumei Poka or not. So from the point of view of the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavre, or the Cheskas Tomei of the Kele, we should say that the Tumei of the Gavre of the Kele was not Poka. So there is a conflict. There is a conflict between two Chazokis. So which Chazokis should prevail? So Rav Tarfon says, Mikve ze b'cheska sholim oemim. Misof katabol chasrei, out chasreinu misofik. Omar Rav Akiva, odom ze b'cheska stomi oemid. Misofik atopol itarei, out tareinu misofik. In other words, so Rav Tarfon says, that the Chazokis, the cheska sholim of the Chazokis, of the cheska sholim of the Mikve, prevails over the cheska stomi of the Gavre. Why should it prevail? Let it be. Let the two Chazokis cancel out each other. No, so Rav Tarfon holds that the Chazoki, the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh is a stronger Chazoki than the Cheska Shleim of the Gavre. Because the Shleim of the Mikveh is a real Chazoki de Mikore. It represents a certain state of facts. Masha'imkin, the Cheska Shleim of the Gavre represents only a legal state, not a state of facts. So Rav Tarfon holds that the Chazoket Mikore or of the Mitzias of a state of facts prevails over a legal state. I mean, Cheskas Tomei, that's illegal. It's a legal thing. I mean, it's not a Mitzias. It's not a factual thing. It's a legal thing. So the Chazoket, the Chazoket de Mikore of effect of a certain mitzias is stronger than the Chazoket de Mikore of a certain legal state. Of a certain legal state. Alright. Omar Abakive, Odom Zem Cheskas Tomei Eini, Misofik Atopolitare, Alt Tareino Misofik. So it's not that Rav Akiva holds that the Chazoket de Mikore of a legal state is stronger than a factual state. And the Kavet, that wouldn't be Mistaber. But here, the chazoke, the mikore of the legal state is coupled with a certain reyese in the chazoke, the mikore of the factual state. So, mimele, the chazoke, the mikore of the legal state prevails. The chazoke, the mikore of the legal state, which has no reyese, it is no reyese, prevails over the Chazok and the Mikore of the factual state that has a reason, that is Chaser Olamim. Alright. Omar Abata. Alright, so up to this point we understand very well the machleket between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. Then Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva start resorting to Yalfuzes. Omar Rav Tarfon. Moshe Leimi to Makrev al Gava Mizbeach V'nei Gashul Ben Kushe Ben Chalutze שעבידוסי כשאירו. אמר רב עקיבא, מושלי מדומה כבר גם מזבח, ונגד שהוא גלמום, שעבידוסי פסולו. So רב טרפון, he learns how to deduce it from בן גרושי בן חוצו. From someone who was even talking about מזבח, ונגד שבן גרושי בן חוצו, so his עבידוסי is כשאירו. That's the הלוח. So it's a special זרס הקוס. So he learns out from just as over there is Kshayro, so is also Kshayro. Habakiva learns out from Omar ואני דמיסל בן גרושי בחוצו, נראה לי מידי ימי, ידעו בגרושי בחוצו, נדעו לי כבן גרושי בחוצו, ידעו לי בלמום, נדעו לי כבלמום. היס רב הקיבל עוד, מיקווה פסולי ביוחיד, ובלמום פסולי ביוחיד, so we can learn out מיקווה from בלמום, but we cannot learn out מיקווה from בן גרושי בחוצו. Why? ועל יחיע בן גרושי בחוצו שפסולי בשני, because in order to establish a person as a chalol, that's all. We need to aid him. And the dechot cannot pass a person as a chalol. Even the dechot will come and say, This person, Uvein, he's a Bengrusha Mechutzo. He's a Cholo. He will not become possibly Kone. To passel someone. So he has to, it requires to aid him. So, Val Yechiach, Bengrusha Mechutzo, Shibsule Mishnai. So we cannot learn out mikveh that can be nifzal the idachot. Suppose the idachot comes and says he measured the mikveh, they found that it's chaser. So here's the money, idachot and misu. But by kosh mechlutz or idachot cannot pass it. So mainly we cannot learn out mikveh from kosh mechlutz. In other words, not as kaptav learns out from kosh mechlutz. We cannot learn out. All right. Then he says, the Marachi, Mikve Psule Bigufe, Balmum Psule Bigufe, Alechia Mikush Machluz, Ashim Psule Machai, Omele Rab Taufen, Akive Kola Peres Mukhoki Peres Machai. So, anyway, so Rab Akive said, that we cannot learn out Mikve from Mikush Machluz, because Mikush Machluz requires two aiding to pass it. Mashenke, Mikve requires only Dechot to pass it. So, Mele, it's much more reasonable to learn out mikveh from Balmum. Balmum also, so, becomes possible with Redach. So, Hai Balmum shepsule biyochi dechadomi. Yidiko makrishlei mi mehemet. Hello, di shosik. Udi kavosei gabi ben krusho ben chlutso di shosik. So, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva said, in so many words, that Balmum is Psule Biyochid, but Bekrushim Mechlutzo is not Psule Biyochid. Now, what does it mean, Balmum? That means in the same case, in the same situation, where Balmum is Psule Biyochid, Bekrushim Mechlutzo is Psule Bishnai. Now, when can we say that Balmum is Psule Biyochid? If a person will say, when a dechot will come and he'll say to a certain kayan, now you are a balmum, and that kayan will deny it, so then he cannot pass away. If the kayan will deny it, so when can we say that an dechot can pass a certain kayan as a balmum? If the kayan whom the dechot passes is sheisek. So that's the case where Rabbi Akiva says that Balmum is Psule Biyochid, where the Baldomar himself is Sheisik. And in the same context, so Rabbi Akiva says that Bengrushim Mechlutzo is Psule Bishnai. That means even if the Baldomar himself is Sheisik, so he's still, and the Dechot is still not Nemo. So that's a Raya to Romez Di. All right, okay. So then the Gemara says, "Hei chadami, hai balmum shepsul yochid hei chadami. Idi kol makshel mehem, elo di shosik, uch techavosik ab mekrush mechutz di shosik. Di chadami mikve psul yochid, balmum psul yochid, val echi ab mekrush mechutz di shepsul bishnayim. So it's a raya for Rovez Din, that by Dora Shebeavo, so we require two aidim, and the dechot is not them, and even if the baldobar is sheisik, even if the dechot says in the presence of the baal, ish techozin so. So it's a kashi is a baye. So rabayo maleilom dikomak chishle. So when he say that any dechot, he can pass his name, when he says that a certain kayan is a balmum, so it has reference to the case where the Kayan is Makhish. But you're asking, the Kayan is Makhish, how can an Idechot be Nemon? So he says, an Idechot is Nemon, to pass someone as a Balmum, as a Kayan. Even if that Baldor, that Kayan, who is being alleged as a Balmum, is Makhish. Why? But there is Halochet in all Idechot Nem Bisur, that even though an Idechot has Nemonis Nisun, but if the Idechot testifies against a certain person, and that Baldovo is Makrish, then the Idechot has no Nemonis. So, why should he have Nemonis to pass a certain Kayan as a Balmum? If that Kayan is Makrish, the answer is because the Idechot can tell him, ובאי יום הלאון דקום אקפש לי, ודקאמר את המים מהמן, דומה לי, שלח אחלה. שלח אחלה. In other words, if an idecho truve says, tell Shimon, a kid, you are the Balmon. And Shimon, the kid, is makfish. He said, I'm not the Balmon. So the idechot can tell him, it's not only the idechot can tell him, it means Bezdin will tell Shimon, Monefshech, you are the Baldovo, and you say that you're not the Balmon. Now you are in a position to prove, to demonstrate that you're not the Balmon. Just strip yourself. I mean, so then we'll see whether you are a Balmum or not a Balmum. I mean, if somebody claims that he's not a Balmum, so he has a way of proving it. And if he refuses to prove it, so even though he's Makhish, so he cannot be Makhish. They don't. Because since it's within his ability to prove the falsity of the testimony of the Idechot, so then he has the burden of proving the falsity of the Idechot. And if he does not prove the falsity, so Bezdin accepts the testimony of the Idechot. Right, that's the Gemara. Now this Gemara is very strange. All the Rishonim has the kasha. So at first, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva argued on the basis of Svarim. So we understand very well the reasoning. Rabbi Tarfon said that since there is a conflict between two chazokes, one chazoke is a chazoke of a chazoke de mikore of the factual state, and the other chazoke is a chazoke de mikore of the legal state. So Rav Tarfon said that the chazoke de mikore of the factual state prevails over the chazoke de mikore of the legal state. And Rav Akiva says, in view of the fact that the chazoke de mikore of the legal state has no reyesa in it, and the chazok and mikor of the factual state has a reyesa, it's chasir levaneinu, so the chazok and mikor of the legal state that has no reyesa prevails over the chazok and mikor of the factual state that has a reyesa. That we understand. Then they start arguing over yalfusis. So Rav Tarfon says we have to learn it out from and Rav Akiva says no, we have to learn it out from Neidashim Balmum. So he has the kasha rim tema. My moshu is it? Hari bi moshu afilu neidashim poslo yavishas aveide afilu achavu nosik sheira kibu chavisom mikro, because it's a special class akosuf borei chavishem chilei ufeil yot of tirtze afilu chum shevei. So that class akosuf implies that even though it's neida that he was a cholo, it's not a sofik. It's not a sofik. It's a vadai that he was a cholo. But all the avedas he did before it became known are kosher. So what shaila says it to the case of mikveh shenimta v'nimtza chaseiro? And the shaila is, now in Nissan we measure the mikveh, it had 60 sof. Now in Teves, So we measured and it has 30. So the question is, all the trilis that took place between Les Nissen and Teves, Chofches, were the trilis kshelis or not? So suppose it had been determined that the mikveh became a chaseiro on the first day of Iyar. Would there be any problem? Would there be any machleket between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva? Of course, everybody would agree that it's possible. And if it had been determined that the mikveh became chaser only today, this morning at 6 o'clock, on Tivis Chofches, there wouldn't be any machleket. So of course, it would be all chairs. So the shaila is in determining whether it became chaser at the beginning of the year, or last year, or only this morning, on Tevis Chofches, this year. So, what Chalches, how can we learn out? How can Rav Tarfon learn out from Bekushim Bechutz over there? It's a special Zazakosov that even though it becomes determined with the utmost certainty that he was a Chol, still Ravid is Kshero. And how can Rav Akiva learn out from Balmum? I mean, here it's a question of Sofik. All the Rishonim has that kasha. V'im teima, my moshu zeh? הרי במושהו אף לא נראה שפוסל יום אישה סעדה ידע חלוחה ונזק שיהו כדי מוכר בסומך מקרו ובחי גר נגע במקבועים נמצא שמדוסי הוי זאת תחילו ביטוי סערי סוף תמייס למפרי אף לא נפטר שוטייץ וזכים זה תרעת זה דרזי דובו מחלויקס ביטוי נפטר פעם גם הכיבי two separate עניונים one is has no logical connection with the other there is just the two separate מחלויקס ביטוי רבקים ונפטר ואם הרידי ביטרת פליגי פליגי ביטרת שנעשו על גבוך זה מפריע מה רוזו בו זה חזוקי למקווה ומה רוזו בו זה חזוקי להיות ושלא ימיד החיסון מהמקווה למפריע so one מחלקס is a מחלקס in regard to תרי שנעשו על גבוך so מה רוזו בו זה חזוקי למקווה ומחלקס is wrong what? So, and then the Machlekes in the Gafri came. Who did that with us? Is there who was stomach on the earth? And then he was taken in his bed. And he thought, if he didn't do it, so after he was taken in his bed, he did that with us. Then Abe came and he testified that the death meet the time again was taken, you know, what is happening? So how to say that there is a wisdom? Yours says there is a wisdom, of course, is that they came to an Abbey. And then it turned out that he was a host. So all the Abbey that he did is before the whole he did know. So they want to say that there is a wisdom. So they say that there is a wisdom. That's why they say, of the gay end, who was Tommy originally when he was there. And he did have it, and then it was found out that this feeling is displayed in the Mishnah Hatei, or so we learn how. We can learn how. We did have it, we did have it. And the Rabbah Kiva said, no, we cannot learn how from here. The job of the Rabbah Kiva then turned out to be the Kosh of the Chusha. But we should learn how from here, we did have it. And then it turned out that the time of the Rabbah Kiva was in a womb. So then the Mishnah of the Rabbah Kiva, the Rabbah Kiva. All right, so according to the thing that we understand the opposite, because it's two separate things. That statement, the Ramban, is clear that the Ramban is here. And the Alfuse relates to the Machlekes, Ligabon Kain, Shoyotome, Vitova, So he says something else. The near of Nisha, when Tio Ateo Avidose, Kishenimso Vade Holo, El Kishenimso Sovic Holo. Hoyo Tao to say the Hina. So that way, so the Ramban Shibi is that the whole Aloche of a Kholim Shebhem Tirtse doesn't apply to a case, where it's Nida Avatiuti. That the Kayan who did Aveda was in Badakhol. There is no such thing as a Kosovo. Shall we tell a tale of it was a Kishinimts of Badakhol? Elo Kishinimts a Sovikhol. The whole thing is a Kosovo. Oh, Kayan Shovat, the Nimts of Holo, after the whole thing of Badakhol, it applies only to the Kayans, where it turned out that a certain Kayan who did Aveda is a Sovikhol. But we still don't know whether he's a Holo or not. So then there is a Kosovo, after the whole thing of Badakhol. But not to a case where it's made up that he was a Badakh. She'll be till Atira because he's into Badakh or she's into Sophic Hall. We have talked the same time in the news of Shushane with one of them has Kaskoshabu. We saw him at the Poly Paisley. Out of Chilean, we're afraid of Missoki. Apple P. She'll become the Elech Possel.
שמאשים מסביק יש לך תחילה, אבל מפריע מביט ניסל חזקוסי, ביניהם ריבונו זה חיים כה מויום, מסופיק אנו פועל מפרט ממנו, אל תתראו מסופיק, בואי נמדם לחיים מקבונס לחיים מתפילס, והכיר המקל במקווה, ורבקים את דימו איזה למהמום, שכיו שנמצא עכשיו מהמום, מפריע כובני סוף סולים, ביניהם למח שוב הומם, וכן ביניהם למקווה עכשיו חוסר. So in other words, so the Ramban Shiti is that the whole Tirasakosuv, the whole Tirasakosuv of Avul Chom Shebeitiotze applies only to a case of Kehin Shavad Aveide. And then it's Neda that this Kehin is a Sofik Cholo. If it's Neda, it's Vade Cholo. So then Rav Akiva will be made that all the Aveide is absurd, we're not afraid. But when is the Tirasakosuv? When is the Tirasakosuv? That it is Avodose is Ksheiro Limafreya, when it's Neda, that the Kehen is Isofet Cholo. So then there's a course of according to everybody. Avulchon Shebetirz. Avulchon Shebetirz. Avulchon Shebetirz. So, but then there's a course of applies only to Isofet Cholo. But suppose the Kehen was in Tavede, and then it's Neda. That the Kehen was a Sofik Mahmoud, so then we pass on the Aveda Limafreya Misofik. So the question is, now the question is, in the case of Mikve Shemita, Vidim Zochosea, so Rav Taufman says that we are minded on the Cheskas, and the Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikve, and the Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikve. So why should we be minded on the Cheskas Shleimo of Mikveh? Because you learn out from King Shavad Aveide V'neida Shul Sofik Cholo. So there it's Gzeiras HaKosuv that we are minded in, that we are minded in on the Chazoke D'Mikore of the Avesim. Because over there it's Sofik Cholo. What does it mean? Sofik Cholo. Sofik Cholo means his ancestors were Kehanim. But there is a possibility that in the course of the generations, so let's say his grandfather married a grushe, and Mimele, the grandfather's son, was a cholo. So Mimele, the grandson, is also a cholo. So over there we also have a chazoke de mikore of kashrus, because the remote ancestor was certainly, we know that this person, This so-called Kehen is a descendant of Kehan. But the question is, now it became Neida, that he is a Sofik Chol. So, but originally his ancestors were Kehan, were not Chalol. Maybe in the course of generations, they became Chalol. So we have Gzeiras HaKosuv of now there it's in according to Ramban, it applies only to Sofik, that we have to be minded and the Cheskas Kashrus of the Avesim, of the ancestors. So Rav Taufman learns out that it's the same aloha applies to Mikve Shenimdat V'nim Tzochoseh, and the Shaila is whether we should be minded on the Cheskas Shleimo of the Mikveh not. So Rav Taufman learns out from the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Chum Shebetirz, and Rav Akiva learns it out from Balmud. This is the machlokes between Tesis and Rambam. Now let's see the Taz. The Gam came in over Raya, my intuition. בפלוקת רבי שמואל ורבי עקיבא, ורבי עקיבא דיל חזקה בו זה קומו להם כאילו שנמצא בלמום, ויהיו בן גרושה שפשורי בשניים דף. ואם כהי שייכי, now of course, this stars will only make sense according to Ramban שיטי. According to Tezvi שיטי, it will not even make sense. So it will only make sense according to Ramban שיטי. So ממילא, someone argued, Vinkin Hai Shechet Name, so the Yochet, till the Kamen Simen Zeh. So, in other words, so what does Rav Akiva say there? Rav Taufman learns it out, Mikveh Shenimdat, he learns out from Pinchus and Bechutz, and Rabbi Akiva says that we have to learn it out from Balmum. When does the Torah say that we have to rely on the Chazok and the Mikore? That is, that's only in the case where it is Psui Bishnai. So, because why is Rabbi Akiva Chelik on Rabbi Tarfon? And he says, we do not say that it's Torah. Why? Because we cannot, because he cannot learn out Mikveh from Ben Kushim Mechlutze. Because Mikveh is Psule Miyochid, Ben Kushim Mechlutze is Psule Mishnayim. So we have, Rabbi Akiva says, we have to learn it out from Balmum, that is Psule Miyochid. So, it's Psule Miyochid. So the implication being, that if it is a matter that Psule is Mishnayim, then even Rabbi Akiva would agree with Rabbi Tarfon, that we can learn out from Ben Kushim Mechlutze. Now, here, the Sheikhet is a Psule Miyochid. Can we come and see the Zed, that the last Siv in the Simen? So, that Siv Yudalet, Sheikhet Sheikh, all of Eidechot, Sheshochat Shalik Eidechot, Vihu Makfi Sheikh, Eidechot Bak Choshel Av Klum, Eidechot Bak Choshel Av Klum. So that means that an Eidechot cannot pass it, the Sheikhet. Only if to aid him, come and tell him, that Shochat Shalik Eidechot. So that means that Shechite is a matter that Psule Mishnai, that's the Mishnah. And the implication by Rabbi Akiva there in the Sugin Dushni is that in the matter that is Psule Mishnayim, then we can learn it out from the Kusha Mechlutza. So only by Mikveh that is Psule Miyochid, we cannot learn out from the Kusha Mechlutza. But something that is Psule Mishnayim, we can learn out. Something that is analogous, that is similar to the Kusha Mechlutza. In that, it is Psule Mishnayim, we can learn out from the Kusha Mechlutza. In other words, that what? That we should rely on Chazokeh. So here, the question is, this Sheikhet, should we rely on the Chazokeh, the Mikore of the Sheikhet? Because a year ago, he was a big bokeh in the Cheshchitim. Or we should not rely on the, or we should rely on the Chazokeh, the Hashke of the Sheikhet. Now he's ignorant, now he doesn't know the Cheshchitim. So Rabbi Akiva there implies that where it's a matter that Psule Mishnayim, then it's analogous to the case of Ben Kushe Mechlutze, and then so the same Zeras Akosu that applies to Ben Kushe Mechlutze should apply to that case. So here too, here is Psule Mishnayim. The Sheikhet cannot be Nipso on the basis of a testimony by Nidecho. There's the less seen in the Simen Aleph here. So the Melech, so it's analogous to Ben Kushe Mechlutze. So we should rely on Chazok and Mikore. So let's say by Bekush and Bechutze we rely on Chazok and Mikore of the Cheskas Avese, the Cheskas Kashves of the ancestors, of this descendant of Kehanim. And here we should rely on Chazok and Mikore, because the original status quo of the Sheikh at a year ago was that he was a Boki in Cheshri. So he says, וגם כנים לא וראי בהילים בשביל נפלות במשבור המקילה וכיוון וחזקה ועושה כל מיני קשן עם סבאו ויאל מקרוש של פסול בשניים דווקא ואם כאן שכנע ועם פסול ביוחד כמה זה מזה וזה הנה דובי איזה יהיה נמוס את שום ביוחד ויפסל ביוחד והיינה שיהיה מלך שלי ויח ורוך שעת הבאו הוכן נמד יוחד לימה כאן בירחו שאיכו ידע הילך שחיתה because in this Indian so an Idechot can also pass him. Because when do we say that an Idechot cannot pass him if the question is whether the Shechita that took place some time ago was done properly or not? So then the Halacha is Idechot Bakhosh of Klum. If the Shechet himself is Makhish, an Idechot cannot pass him. Only two Eidim can pass the Shechet. Masha'im can in regard to the question of knowledge, where a sheikhet is to become disqualified on the basis of ignorance, so then any dechot can also pass lane. Any dechot can also pass lane. Suppose any dechot will come, one rov will come, and they'll say to the sheikhet, you're not a competent sheikhet because you don't know. What will the sheikhet say? That he is that
that he's in the dechot and he cannot puzzle him. So that's all. He can tell him, all right, submit yourself to a test. Let's see what he knows. Now, the sheikhet, he already submitted himself to a test. And what did it show? That he doesn't know anything. So Mimele, in this case, Hochaname Yimele can be a recho sheikh yideel cheshchite. So if an idechot wants to puzzle him on the basis of ignorance, so then an idechot can puzzle him. An idechot can puzzle him because it is just like an idechot who puzzles a kayen on the basis of mum. On the basis of mum. So Mimele, it's not analogous to Ben Grusho u Ben Chlutzo. I mean, this is really not a tyrant against this argument, because here an idechot, because here is the shaila is whether a sheikhet in general can be nifsal by the testimony of an idechot, and that is that a sheikhet in general cannot be nifsal by the testimony of an idechot. Because he dechot bakhoshel afklumi. He dechot bakhoshel afklumi. So mainly it is analogous to Ben Grusho Ben Chlutzo. So we should be able to learn out from the Gzeiras HaKosu from Ben Grusho Ben Chlutzo. All right. Then he says, Visu. So this taine by the Taz is a very weak taine. But then he says, Visu lifim hashikos ha-teisves. Vishom, shom, ibitaltet liyet vada im dimiloch. In other words, but so that's totally in the machleket between the Ramban and Teisves. But according to the Ramban, so that tiny is a good tiny. As to why, according to the Ramban Shite, it seems very mistaba that in as much as Rabbi Akiva implies that in any matter that is psula bishnai and it's analogous to Ben Grusho Ben Chlutzo, so the same Gzeiras, so he can learn out from Ben Grusho Ben Chlutzo, and the same Gzeiras HaKosuv that the Torah mentions in connection with Grusho Ben Chlutzo, that we have to be maimedim on Cheskes Avesei of Kashres. So here too we should be maimedim on the Chazok and the Mikore, that since he originally knew Hilchei Shchita, that he knew all the time why he was Sheikhet. Now he doesn't know. So only now he can check. But until now, all the Shchita should be Ksheiro. We should be Ksheiro according to the Ramban. And then we cannot say that this is a matter that is psuli b'idechot. Because here it's not a matter that is psuli b'idechot. Because as far as the qualifications of the sheikhet in general is concerned, so the halacha is, according to Pesach of Mechaber, that an idechot cannot pass by a sheikhet. He cannot pass by a sheikhet. It's only in regard to his knowledge now. So it's not that the idechot can pass by him. It's not that the idechot can pass away. Vishuv yeshraye lipsak ramobase mitivre tshuves harashbo simen reishit ches sheshoahu beyachot shoyoda im cheshchit virotzo lehachshir shchitose sheshochat kvor mitzatrei mitzui mitzul shchit vishemo ato shochat vaadheinu yodo kol halochas vimkei kosheya kol habosa vakeli. So in other words, now we saw that the Ramo mentioned that it all depends. If the sheikhet never had Kabbalah, so then the shchita is all the shchita is psur. That's the Tshuva Rashi. If the sheikhet had Kabbalah, and at one time knew, the question is, what about the shchitas within the last year, between the last test and this test? So then the agudas paskens. That is kshayot. But the Rashi says, if the sheikhet did not have any Kabbalah altogether, so then it's possible. So isn't that Rashba a riot to the Agudas Din? Because if the Rashba says that vis-a-vis sheikhet who never had Kabbalah, so it's possible, so that means vis-a-vis a sheikhet who did have Kabbalah, it's Ksheo. So the Ta says no. The Rashba doesn't even say what the Ramo attributes. ושוב ישראל צחמו בזה מצוי מצוי יש חשבו סימן יש חשש שאול דרך של יום חשכיתה לראות צבא אחש שתוסי ששוחת כל מספרים מסים זה שחיתה ושמע את שוחה ועדים יהיו בכל הלוחז ועם כתקו שחו הכוס הבקילי ואיש עם זה לשני רובין זה ילך במשחיתוסי ונעים להם במי שנבדק מנגידי אבי מצוי וכן נעים להם עמיד על חזקוסי אבל מי שהוא זק מתחילו כי סקים שבדקו
בשוחטובי, והכן עם צופור, וכן במקווה שנים דעת, ואפילו הוכה פליגבו, אבל הוכה איזה חזוק יש להם, כדי שנאים על עמידים ועל חזקוסי, שמו לרומא, וליודע, ולירוצה, ולפי הוכה נראה שוב הכשר, למה ששוחט, ולבקיר לי שנסבש להם, ואין כאן אחד סופיק, סופיק קירה לי, סופיק לא יראה, עד כאן לשני, מזה לא מתרמו, מה שקוס הבינות לו כבור להם, עם הטריבול מפרעי. וכושר, דין תימא שכבונס הרעשב, דבימוקים שיש חזוקי, שבל סמכין לחזוקי, מי מי זה מי דיסקים, הוא נסמכין לחזוקי שום, רק לרפחי זה, אבל עלי בדיור כזה, בין נשי ברצונס. So he says that the כבונס הרעשב could not have been that in the case where the sheikh had kabbalah once, so then it is kosher, and he mentions the raya from Rav Chisda because if that is his raya, so how could we say that Ali Medeir has said if the sheikh had kabbalah? So then we assume that the sheikh knew all the time of Hashkite and he only forgot last day. But why? Because over there Rav Chisda says that we can be telling the hokeil that the sakim became yivka in the etzem afrekes, but we don't pass like Rav Chisda over there. We only pass like Rav Chisda in the case where he handled haratzomes. But if he didn't handle haratzomes, not. So how can he mention iraye alimedin idam that if the sheikh had kabbalah, so we say he only became ignorant the last day. Why? Because Rav Chisda says over there that the sakim became nipka at the last moment to the etzem afrekes. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda over there. My mai say, my hini sakim was samchim al chazok eshom. Rak lev Rav Chisda, aber olim lihil chesel ibn ishim ratzomis, visu da arash ba'atz mikosa bitiras abayis oruch, vizel ishenei, vim teima rafim ishim ba'atzomis, נעימה בהימה בחייהו בחזקסי סרמרס כי דרבונה נקיים את הבוסי וישלימה שהענה רוחה הוי מופונך הסקן תחילו ובהימה שחוטו לפונחו מהימה רמרינה המד הסקן על חזקוסי ובגימה זו על נשמיר הסצום ניסוליסו עד כאן שמע מנו לחזוק את הסקן אז לדק את חזוק את בהימה והימה להתר על בשפיר אז הצומץ דיסמד רשבה סייס ויסוקו שלי אם תמצו Benitin. So the Rashba himself, in explaining why we don't pass like Rav Chisda, and we are not machshir the behemet in a case where the sakim didn't handle atomis. So he says, true that the sakim has a cheska shleimo, a cheska zboduk, because before the shchite he was bathing the sakim, so from the point of view of the cheskas boduk of the sakim, we should say that this boduk, this cheskas misukon of the sakim continued until the last moment. We don't say that. Why? Because as against the cheskas misukon of the sakim, we have of the cheskas isya of behimo b'chayeo b'cheskas iseremeres. So the Rashbo himself. Explains as to why we don't rely on the cheskas boduk of the sakim. So how can he say that if the sheikh had a kabbalah, so then we rely on the chazok and the mikore of the sheikh's knowledge? But when we, so he mentions a raya from Rav Chisda, but the Rashba himself points out as to why we don't pass like Rav Chisda. Wie zu kosche, in Timzo, bin die Dan, hätte er mich erst Zweckzwecke, schon mal nur kosche, doch gar mit Schimmel sagt, ich wo, hier ist wohl eine Zweckzwecke. Echo, schemmel ihr da qua, wie schocha, beiz, schemmel ihr und so, so weiter sagt, ich wo sei, that if he never had kabbalah, so then it is possible, but what if she, If we are going to apply the concept of Zweckzwecke, so even if the sheikh had never had kabbalah, it's still possible that he was a big lump, just because He didn't bother to get Kabbalah. It doesn't mean that he never knew Hilchei Shchita. So there is one Sofik, maybe the Sheikhait, maybe the Sheikhait knew Hilchei Shchita all the time. Maybe he knew Hilchei Shchita, and now he forgot. At an old age, so he forgot. But maybe all the time, as long as he was engaged in Shchita, he knew Hilchei Shchita. So that's one Sofik, even if he never had Kabbalah. And assuming that he didn't know, it's still possible for a sheikha to shech properly, even though he's ignorant of the Hilchei Shchita. So one of shech, if the Rashba's din is based upon Svek Svike, why does the Rashba say that if the sheikha never had Kabbalah, so then it's possible. Then it's possible. All right. Wieso koscheli? In Team zu benehmen, die Donner hätten wir als Wechsel, ich habe alle Kosche, kam zu sagen, wie ist das erste Ge? Schon mal jeder vor dem Schocher, wenn ich mal hier noch zu, wieso bin ich mit mir wahne, kann man es sehen, aber wie ich habe so viel hat, auf die Amire. So, was tut das jetzt du mit der Rajbo? Auf die Amire, der Rajbo, kosa fach, tschubel, rabche, die Milze, und bo leima, die Abschi, ich mach leikes, der Heide Rabune, Rabune, Rafrizde, wenn ihr Sakim und wenn ihr Mikve, Rabbonum wie Rebelezea, begitten davon und alle, because there is a man der Oma, who says, bei Mikve she nimdat, wie nimmt so Chosea, so kol Tare she nasu al Gabo Fisteres, na, besides the man der Oma Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon only says, Mikve she nimdat, wie nimmt so Chosea, kol Tare she nasu al Gabo, Birshus HaYochit Meyes, Birshus HaRabim Teves. So according to Rav Shimon, the two Chazokes, the Chazoke the Mikore of the Shoim of the Mikveh, and the Chazoke the Mikore of the Cheskastomer of the Gavre, cancel out each other. So mainly becomes a Sofik HaShok. So since it becomes a Sofik HaShok also, Birshus HaYochit, so it's Sveiki Tomei, Birshus HaRabim Sveiki Toria. This is Rav Shimon. But Rav Elezer, he holds that in Birshus HaYochit, it is Toria. Now, he doesn't mention Rav Tarfon. Why not Rav Tarfon? The answer is because at the end Rav Tarfon said to Rav Akiva, Kol HaPiris M'cho Ki Piris M'nam Chayim. So that means that he conceded, that Rav Tarfon at the end conceded to Rav Akiva. So he can't mention Rav Tarfon. But there is a Tane, the Flamed Aleph in Gittin, Rav Elezer, and Rav Elezer said that Mikve Shemindah Nidim Tzachosah Kol Tarish Nasu Al Gabo. So Bein Birshus HaYochid, Bein Birshus HaRabim Teres. So the Rashba mentions that argument in order, he says, Wolfi Amir, the Rashba, because of Achchuga, the Rav, and the Milse, Ubolema, the Afshe Yish Machlekes, the Haim Rabune, the Rafchid, the Sakin, the Mikve, Rabbonon, the Rabeleza, the Kitun, the Ike Mandoma, the Mame Chasoke, the Teire, Shan Roche, the Ukula, and Mose. So the Rashba tried to point out that in the case where the Sheikh had never had Kabbalah, then we'll have to be matrif all the Kalim, even now Alibet Reb Elezer. But Alibet Reb Elezer, in the case where the Sheikh had Kabbalah, and a year ago he knew Hilchei Shchita very well. Now when he's tested again, he doesn't know. So Alibet Reb Elezer, in that case, we don't have to be matrif. Masheinke, in the case where the Sheikh had never had Kabbalah, so even according to Reb Elezer, we would have to be matri in the Kelim. But according to the Rabbonon of Reb Elezer, the way we fasten, so then we would have to be matri in the Kelim, the Rashba will be made that will have to be matri in the Kelim, even if the Sheikh had Kabbalah. This is what the Taz is saying. In other words, the Rashba never meant that Alibet Emes, that we passed like the Rabbonon of Reb Elezer and like the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon, that we have to be machshir all the kelim. No, Alibet Emes that we passed like Rabbonon of Reb Shimon would have to be matrim the kelim. Would have to be matrim the kelim, even if the sheikh had Kabbalah. But why does the Rashba say, since the Sheikh had never had Kabbalah, because in that particular case, so the Kelim would be trained, even according to Reb Elezer. So that's why he mentions the distinction. But in that particular case, Masha'im came according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Zeya. So even if the Sheikh had Kabbalah, we would have to be Matfilim.
V'zeh shekosav harav, v'afirochet li'ru. Now let's turn back again to the quotation from the Rashi. Now the first big line in this Taz, v'heishim zel sheinei, Reuven zeh, there was a specific case. Now, and in that specific case that the Rashi discussed, so the Sheikh had never had Kabbalah. So Mele, the Rashi tried to point out that in that particular case, so according to everybody, we would have to be matri, even according to the letter. V'heishim, v'zel sheinei, Reuven zeh, einech l'mishrutose, v'neim l'mishnivda v'nidei alem mitzuri, v'chein einem l'mhaminoch z'chosei, אלו מי שהוא זק מתחילו, כי סאקי שבודקו ושוחטו בו, והכי נמצא בו, וכן במי כשנים דן, ואפילו הוכת לגבו. אז הוא אומר, ואפילו הוכת לגבו, הוא ישחל, ואפילו הוכת לגבו, ומי כשנים דן, הוא ישחל, קבלזר ישחל, קבלזר ישחל. So the Taz says, the Rashbo was saying all that, I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer. So he says, so we cannot say that I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer. So we would be able to be Machshir Kelim even though the Sheikh had never had Kabbalah? No, because Rabbi Lezer is Chelik only in that case, because he's only Chelik in that case because there is the Chazok in the Mikor, Masha'inke. In this case, where the Sheikh had never had Kabbalah, so he doesn't even have the Chazok in the Mikor, so even Rabbi Lezer would be made that it's Chelik.
וזהו שכוסף הרב אף לא חתרים ובאמס לא יהפיק בסיוסף חנר דימות אמס חנר דימות אמס אף לא חתרים והוא שאולי מסחב he omitted these three words that שאולי מסחב אבל ובאמס נסחב ונורש בו בזה דאפילו במוקים דיק חזוקה יש פרוקטה ועל הוכה עלים לכל העומו עושה זהו הדרך ישכנה לפי המזדהית אבל לפי הלוכה נקיים לו כרפחיז דה דווקא בשיב רצוניס, אבל זו אבו חלוי מהנס וקספי, והיינו איתם בהימו בחס כעס איסר אמנס, עד שיבוא ללוח שני שחית לקרוא. פוסל זה השיח למפרע, וכן כוסף רשבו בהדי בתשובה סימן טופאו, ואית ראיו, ממה שכוסף המורדכי פרק משמס, ומלמד שאיסנו ברבי סימי לנסייסה, עם ידי הלום, ולנסור תחילו, דאמרינו כאילו דהשתי יודה, Mikore Nami Yoda. The Azlinon was a Rashis. The Mordechai says, if somebody needs the Melamed to teach his son, and then he stipulated that he will test it, whether he knows. So, and this the Melamed, there it was the reverse situation. Here, so, a year ago, the Sheikh knew of the deed. Now he doesn't know. And the question is, what's about all the shchites between a year ago and now? Over there, so someone engaged in Muhammad and he stipulated that he has to know all the halachas. And at first, the Muhammad started to teach the son of the Balabais. And the Balabais apparently himself was a big lama. But he had no time to learn with his son, so he engaged in Muhammad. So the melee, and then the Balabais did not have an opportunity to test the Melamed. So the Melamed started for some time to teach the son of the Balabais. And he didn't give him any p'chine. Then a year later, after the Melamed had taught the son of the Balabais for a year, the Balabais, who himself was a big lumpen, tested the Melamed. And he passed the test very well. Now the question is, did the Melamed become a Lamed only a year later? Because he worked very hard. But when he started to teach the son, he did not as yet know. Oh, we say, since now he knows, so a year ago he also knew. So it was a different case. So Melamed is the one by saying, when I say it, immediately I will be. We will so dream of. תאמינו, כאילו דהשתי יודע מקורנה מיודע, ואז דהינו בסרחש, doch name bin ich du die dor ki mich ach schon moi oda mi kore name lo yoda so ich mein sie sei in other words that Jaws is the more the high says in the case of the Malamed and the Malamed claimed this the salary for the work done throughout the year but then the Balabai said I can't pay you because how do I know that you are a year ago you started to teach my son I only tested you now so now you know how do I know that a year ago you knew so the Mordechai says see that we go because I asked so my male but now we need to be done give me shach shach lo yada me kore name lo yada vein leima shadu hoche dan yam yam dino mal shau kuponi פעם אחס יודע כשנות הוא קבול so as a matter of fact I mean it's no right because over there he didn't know the knowledge of the Melamed before he only knows that that right now after the Melamed has been teaching the son of the Balabais for a year that the Melamed knows now what was the state of knowledge of the Melamed before he doesn't know so there we rely on Chazoket HaHashke because there is no Chazoket HaMikore that is in conflict with Chazoket HaHashke Masha'ikein in this case where there is a conflict between the Chazoket HaHashke and the Chazoket HaMikore because a year ago the Melamed was in Boki not the Melamed the Sheikh was in Boki in Hilcha Shrita right now he's ignorant in Hilcha Shrita so there is a conflict between two Chazokets because from the point of view of Chazoket HaHashke so we should say since now he's ignorant so let's say a month ago and 2 months ago and 3 months ago he was also ignorant from the point of view of Chazoket HaMikore since a year ago he was in Boki so 3 months ago he was also in Boki 2 months ago he was also in Boki a month ago he was also in Boki when did he become Amor? It's only now he became Amor so there is a conflict between the two Chazokes. So what can you rely on? As a matter of fact, I mean, this is a very strong argument against the Tazon Raya. So he says, Vainly, so he says, Vainly Mashan Eoch, Dan Dan Yadin Oshal Koponim Pa Machas Yodek Shinoto Kapore. Zeine, Do Osom, Bimame Ibname Poshu, Dimitchim Olo Yoda, Do Rimeo Shai, Iyam Bet, Ime, Ime. So he says, over there, so, there is also a Chazoket HaMikore that is opposed to the Chazoket HaHashke because over there too, we cannot say there is a Chazoket HaHashke that the Melamed is a Lamed because originally he was not a Lamed when he was born he was not a Lamed, he didn't know a thing when he was born so in other words, so there too we have two Chazokets opposed to each other on one hand, the Chazoket HaMikore of the Melamed as he was a Tinnik B'yeme so he didn't know a thing so from the point of view of that Chazoket we should say now when he was born he didn't know a thing so that it continued not in a state of not knowing but now he knows he's a big Lamed so there too we have the two Chazoket HaMikore the two Chazokets Chazoket HaMikore as against Chazoket HaHashke and still the Mordechai passes that we go because of Chazoket HaHashke so here too true a year ago there is a Chazoket HaMikore of a year ago and there is a Chazoket HaHashke now so the Chazoket HaHashke should prevail of the Chazoket HaMikore of a year ago of course I mean it's there is a certain weakness in that argument because there is a big difference you see between the conflict between the two Chazokets of the Chazoket HaMikore of the Melamed and the day he was born and the Chazoket HaHashke now and the conflict between the two Chazokets of the Melamed that he didn't know he knew a year ago he knew and now he doesn't know because the fact that now he doesn't know shows what? Sh- shows that he hasn't been learning. Well, how is it that now he doesn't know anything, that he hasn't been learning? Now, since he hasn't been learning, so it's more likely to assume that it's not that he became a Batlan just today. So in other words, that means that in this case we could say that since a year ago he knew Hashrite, so mainly we could say that even though he didn't become a Batlan today, so he didn't learn. Had he learned all the time, so he wouldn't have forgotten anything. But it's true, he didn't learn. But we could say, as the Bach says, that he forgot as a result of not learning. So Mimele, the first he forgot. At the beginning he forgot only the unimportant details, and then he forgot the important details, but the basic things he forgot only at the end. Now there is a machlokes between Rav Nosson and the Rabbanon in Volobaste and the Kedushin. Now the halacha is that if a shrivnra is makne all the nechosim, makne all the nechosim to someone, and then he recovers. So then the matone is bottom of it, because inasmuch as he made the transfer of all his nechosim while he was in the state of a shrivnra, so the wonder was, why did he transfer to someone all his nechosim? Because he anticipated death. So maybe if you recovered from that sickness, so it's a mekachtoyes, because he wouldn't give away all his nechosim had he thought that he would recover. But that's only if at the time when he made the transfer, so he was a shrivra. But if he was not a shrivra, if he was a bori, not so, even though he was sick, but not a shrivra, So then it is kai. Now the question is, so the anyway mashan also the posek amod the rikav nos this will last the posek hashtu the matan eshrimer. Now the question is, if there is a suffix at the time when he made the transfer, whether he was a shrimer or he wasn't a shrimer, so there is a machlekes between Rav Nosson and Rabbono. Rav Nosson says that as the posek hashtu, as the posek hashtu, and Rabbonon say that we ask was rashi. But man can't go in Rabbonon with Ligos or Arnosin. Zeyne, with Ligos or Arnosin, with Svirle Abitzim Chavei Olavaraye, in Ken Kolsh Kikam, Bisofi Kise Ad Azgin on the Chore. Val Kor Rochem Rani, Avki Dobo Zen Mikta Bidili, Shebalat Gude Posk Loheter, Viramo Mivyei, Mistani Biktavim Komeini Machmasarai, Shebiraru Lahachmir, ולעשר הפוסו שיש לי עדיין משחטוס ישרשיך את זה ולייחל והכלים הידועים שנסבשנו ביניהם יש לי אוסרום והריצל הוקר הירה בעינוף של איסטר בניין שזכרנו ואחר ייחל כן ואחר ייחל כן הירה בעין זיין. So in other words, so he is חלק על הפסח הזה עמור, and but all the other poskim החלק על הטלס and they agree with the פסח הזה עמור, and his main argument, the main argument of the Taz is his analysis of the Tesis, the three Terutzim Tesis. And as far as that is concerned, so the Bach and the Shach in Kudus HaKesef, so they rebut, the arguments of the Taz. So they say that as far as the third Teretz of Tesis is concerned, so it's true that we don't pass like Rav Chisda, and we say that in a case where he didn't handle atomics, so then we cannot be tailored by there, which have been let out. So the reason is as the shaft points out. Now let's see the Nikudas HaKesef. Steve Kotenbaum. Herich lachlik al agunim. Va'arabot. Mimikle. Uchvo mikashki bozeh mishach. Steve Kotenbaum. Mikashki mimikle. Anishon. Ve'ato evoya nisim. Die Niere der Hagude Jaune bekriegen, die kein Moment mit sind, verschritten Mumchnei, im Kein, Ruben Misai und Michel, Falkoch, Rubin und Schieber Azomitz, aber im Schieber Hossom, Lecker Hazoke, Michel Chor, aber hoch erkennen die Ike, Rob, mit Zuyen, mit verschritten Mumchnei, Kula Alma Meir, so first, and the Kudus HaKesef says, that here we don't have to resort to all the Terutzim of Tesmes, because here we have an additional reason, because Rob Mitzuyin Nitzel Shrite Mumchenein. So maybe we have to be tailored okay on the basis of Rob Mitzuyin Nitzel Shrite Mumchenein. In other words, the question is, at the time that this Sheikhet, who is now ignorant, when a time when the Sheikhet on the Bahamas was ignorant or not, so we have to say that on the basis of Rob Mitzuyin Nitzel Shrite Mumchenein,